From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The State Department is warning aid workers in flood-ravaged Pakistan they may be at risk as the Taliban makes threats against them. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. is concerned that the Taliban and other extremists may attack foreigners who are in Pakistan helping flood victims. He says there is specific threat information.
Of the potential targeting of foreign relief workers in Pakistan as well as government ministries.
At his daily briefing, Crowley added that the U.S. is working with the government of Pakistan to make sure that the international disaster response can continue in light of this threat. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich will return to court in early January, a judge today announcing the schedule for the government's retrial of the case. The retrial comes after jurors deadlocked on all but one of 24 counts against Blagojevich. Sam Adams Sr. is Blagojevich's lawyer and says they'll begin looking at their strategy going forward.
Are they going to call Valerie Jarrett? Are they going to call Ron Emanuel? All those things they didn't do in the first trial, they ought to tell us. And then we'll know how to prepare for the case.
Prosecutors, meanwhile, announced the dismissal of all corruption charges against the former governor's brother, Rob Blagojevich, who was a co-defendant in the first trial. Rob Blagojevich has steadfastly maintained he is innocent of charges. He sought to sell or trade President Obama's vacant Senate seat. He says he's broke after the first trial. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke delivers the keynote address at an annual conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming tomorrow. Danielle Carson reports economists will be listening closely to see if he clarifies how the Fed will respond if the economy continues to deteriorate.
Many analysts say Bernanke has been giving conflicting signals that are making financial markets antsy. They say Wall Street wants to know what's in his toolkit and whether the Fed is prepared to take aggressive steps if the recovery weakens further. Wells Fargo economist Mark Vittner.
We want to hear that the Fed is willing to do whatever it takes to avoid a double dip. And I think that will instill some confidence in the financial markets that, yes, the economy is going to slow, but we're not going to slide back into recession.
The government's revised estimate of the second quarter gross domestic product, which comes out tomorrow, is expected to dial back growth by as much as 1%. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
New survey by the Mortgage Bankers Association is showing just how bad the foreclosure problem has become. Group says nearly 10% of U.S. homeowners missed at least one mortgage payment as of June 30th of this year. That effectively means that one in 10 homeowners at least faces the possibility of walking away from their home loan. And while it's down slightly from a record set in April, it shows many homeowners are still having a difficult time making ends meet. More than 2.3 million homes have been repossessed by lenders since the recession began in 2007. Gloomy economic news did not play well on Wall Street today. Stocks ended the day back below 10,000 for the first time in more than a month. The Dow closing down 74 points to end the session at 9,985. This is NPR. The federal agency investigating the massive recall of more than half a billion eggs due to a salmonella outbreak now says it is focusing on feed as the possible cause. The Food and Drug Administration has been looking at eggs from two major U.S. producers where it's found positive samples of salmonella. The officials say the salmonella turned up in feed found at both Wright County Egg and at Hillendale Farms. The eggs have been linked to as many as 1,300 cases of salmonella poisoning. Throughout Latin America, diplomats and human rights groups are denouncing the massacre this week of 72 migrants in Mexico. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Most of the migrants who were killed are believed to have been from Brazil, Ecuador, El Salvador, and Honduras. The ambassador from El Salvador to Mexico says his country strongly condemns this massacre. He called on Mexico to find and hold responsible the gunman who carried out the killing. The 58 men and 14 women were traveling to the border to try to cross illegally into the United States. One Ecuadorian who escaped with a neck wound says they were being held for ransom by the Zetas. After a dispute, the Zetas lined up the migrants in a deserted barn and shot them. Brazil's embassy has also strongly denounced the slaughter, saying this is the first time something like this has ever happened to its citizens. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
What's become a back-and-forth battle for data storage company 3PAR, Hewlett-Packard is upping the ante again, announcing a $1.69 billion offer for the company that would top a $1.5 billion bid from rival Dell announced earlier this week. Dell made its offer for 3PAR August 16th. HP countered, then Dell came back with another bid. Both companies are interested in 3PAR as a way to expand their businesses as they look to deliver more software. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.